the 16 that will be in kind of the marker and you know the things that have happened so far.
Okay. Well, as you know, Rich and I did participate in the centennial celebration. And for me, it was a wonderful opportunity to go back home and to see people who were very instrumental in my life. You know, growing up in J.A., it was a good experience and a bad experience. When you look at the communities, and they are in the communities in J.A., it's very much like any small Southern county. You know, you have your African American communities, and you have your non-African American communities, and your white communities. And I can remember as a child, Jacob, my experiences being exclusively reserved within the African American communities. Of course, when you go down and hear something like going to town, going to no, we would go to Dallasville, right? For grocery shopping, that sort of thing. But we would also go to Jacob, downtown Jacob. And I remember usually on a Friday or Saturday, you know, going to these various merchants, to their stores, just being happy to get out of the country, so to speak, you know, and go downtown to the stores and get our merchandise and whatever that we were shopping for. And that's about all that we actually, as far as our lives, interacted with the white citizens of Jamaica. That was it. And I remember distinctly my father and other African American families being allowed to receive their groceries on credit. You know, and that was good. But at the same time, there were so many other things that I saw lacking within the African American community that I saw existing in the white communities. You know? Because almost everybody in my little small community, everybody was a fan. Although we get an opportunity to establish plays, etc. Everybody, I don't know, it just seemed that there wasn't much attempt, that there were not a lot of attempts made to bridge these two communities, you know, because especially during our time, or my time in particular, but anyway, the school was accepted, you know, and I went to Carver Elementary School, which is a near 6th grade, but it's still taking. All of my teachers were black, all of the children were black, and I remember. That's one area that really lacked in the educational facilities. I remember in the fourth grade asking my teacher, why is it that we never got any books, you know? Why is it we didn't got any books? You always got books at the chair, news, and magazine, you know? And I don't remember that answering the question. I was just, you know, curious, inquisitive. And I remember going home and asking my mother the same thing. Why did I never get any new books? And she told me that my mother worked as one of the cooks there at Harvard School for a couple of years, 2 years. But my mother told me that we would always receive these books from the white students. You know, after these books, they were asking after us. So that explained it for me. But I still couldn't quite understand it, you know. Why is it that the white schools got the brand new books and then they got the leftovers, you know? So that was an equity that bothered me as a child. So not only that, of course, there were other things that divided us, just traditionally speaking. You know, you have your white churches, your black churches, you still very much have that today. But as far as, and I think it's not getting to the core of the investigation, but the project, sense of community. growing up in jail, you know, it's my life is very similar to the life that my entrepreneur spent in Arkansas. I don't know if you've read, I'm an okay person. But for my entrepreneur, it's like the white community is like unreal to a good black girl growing up in the South. It was something that was almost untouchable, you know. You could see white people, you know, you had your mail carrier, and they were all really nice people. You know, and then you had your merchants, and you had the people who worked in the post office, and all those faces were white. You know, you had your shoe shop owner, you know, you had everybody that you did business with, the cotton gin owner, it's like, you know, and it was like, okay, the only kind of connection we have with you is to do business with you, and that's it, you know, or you give us credit, and that's it. So, my growing up in jail, it was almost like the white community was something very mysterious. We just didn't get to know people, you know. For whatever reason, that's just the way it was. But when I think of Jacob, and you'll find this in that same speech, when I think of Jacob and growing up in Jacob, I can't help but think of the African American community and those people who really helped raise me. Now, I don't mean physically laying hands on me and providing clothes, but to a certain extent, yes. But I mean people who raised me by the way that they lived their lives around me, you know. Many, in fact, things have just changed so much. And some things for the better and some things for the worse. But I remember one summer in the African American community, someone had this brilliant idea to plant a community garden, you know. I don't know if you know the partners.
Yeah,
once a daughter.
Yeah, she and I went to school in Central Manhattan. She went to school in
Is that right? Okay.
I really did this to my school. I
know yeah, she did.
Last I heard from her, she's a friend of mine. I think that was a couple of years ago.
She's a friend. Last time I heard, she was a Yes, it felt
junk. That's how I get. She didn't want me away from home.
That's right. Oh gosh, but anyway, the Hunters were so generous. They owned a lot of farmland. They were so generous. They donated the land that sunk, you know. They donated seeds and everything. And we planted this huge, so many acre garden, you know? Yeah. Even the butterbean, squash, okra, gosh, you name it, it was there. And what was so beautiful about it is that it brought the community together, and everybody helped to plant, everybody helped to reap, and everybody helped to gather in the harvest, and then everybody shared, and, you know, in harvesting our products. And even those elderly people who were not able to work, they all shared, you know, in the harvest. And that really says something to me. I think I might. 10 years old, you know, so I was out there picking the butterbeans, that sort of thing. And we would have just so much fun. But this thing about people helping to raise, Jacob, I think, is an example of the community, especially the African American community, of people who really care about each other. And it didn't have to be blood related, you know, it was as if. As a neighbor, you've probably heard this before. This probably happened on your side of the town. You know, if the neighbor saw you doing something wrong, they knew it was their responsibility to correct you, like you. Even punish you, even spank you. And then, before you got home, your parents would know about it, and you got another spanking. You know, it's that sort of thing. Of course, we had our gossipers like everybody else. But I don't know. I saw so much you know, in the church services, to see that one the revivals during the summertime. I remember when I was 12 years old. It's really interesting because it happened in mind at that time. Because Jesus at 12 was preaching in the synagogue, right? To me, as a child, 12 years old was the age where one was to sit on the mourner's bench. So my two friends, they're good friends of mine today, one baby kids, good friend of mine, and the other baby, Harvey, at their time. Three of us decided that that was the summer that we were going to be baptized. So we went through the ritual. We sat on the mourner's bench, you know, during the week of the Bible, and then we joined the church, you know, that week. That concept all of a sudden, but the church, that's okay. I'm just rambling on, so you need to stop. You need to stop me when you need to ask a question, whatever. But the church was one of the greatest influences in our lives.
Bringing this church back.
Definitely the church. That was my mother's church. My father was living in Midway Baptist Church. All six of us, baby children, and Baptist Church. But it's something about church. You know, the church was a place where African Americans and Mexicans could go. We long to those, you know, they can really forget about having words in common. They can forget about having more feelings than money. They can forget about the outside world, so to speak. You know, and just relax, praise God, and just know, okay, yeah, this time it's going to be all right. And I remember this entire sitting in church and really being my children in church and enjoying ourselves, writing books, talking. But to look, get a look from my grandmother who sat over the pew in the deacon's room, in the deacon's room, you know, all I had to do was look at her, you know, and a lot of times I knew she'd be looking at me, so I'm like, you know, I'm straight up baby. But the church was just institution for us. And what else I'm really interested to do about that whole black community? The old black preacher is one of the most respected persons, not just when they have, but black community. If someone was asked to speak on behalf of black people, Bethel, before you see good homeless. We have to go see some right. We do everything we have to pay for students.
It is very good.
Yeah, but you can't see it on the streets of
but it was right there.
It was a right. Great building is on the
you head toward like
if you head toward the blanket, the problem is on the
right.
Yeah, you are pointing that when we go in the afternoon and cross the street highway from Jane Father Street. That's where they probably not home. But that before you get to my parents' home, there's huge great church in St. Paul. They don't actually have a church that that my sister and my small my sister joined. But anyway, I don't know how to start right there. But the churches, there are three churches in Jacob that could have where there's a bishop joined. So, definitely. St. Paul, which is right next to the church. And then there's everybody goes to you know, that particular church, particular Sunday. So it's all what they call the six groups. Okay, what else should we do? Guys, you're taking me back. Besides, look at education facilities. So we're talking about the past. Compare that to the present. One sad thing is that within in the city of Jacob, I don't know, you might need to tell me, are there still schools in Jacob? Okay, because before integration, of course, you had Jacob High School. Is that right?
Yes, my mother did. She went to school there, but she
was there at elementary school there too?
As far as I know, she went
to school. Well, if we look at the education of children, black children, that's there were some things facilities that we lacked. We Carver Elementary School closed. Eighth grade. But anyway. It's like Rachel, it's so twisted. He takes those children, and that was such a and then after the school, we were blessed with a good well, actually, then I felt it such a terrible thing because we had to catch that bus at 7 o'clock. You know, so we had to get up around 6 o'clock, 6:15 to get ready for school and catch that bus at 7 o'clock. And if we got left, we had to stand out on that highway and try to, flag down somebody who's going that way, one of some of the teachers, because we had a few teachers who lived in Jacob who taught like Yelda Banks, for example. You know, she was the principal at Jacob Father School. Then after that school closed, she went to teach at a little school in there. But anyway, as we yourself that school of ask yourself inspiration. I didn't realize just how important the education that I was receiving from the government school was, and even at the high school, Washington High School, which was a traditional black school there in Early County. Integration occurred in Early County, 1975. That was high school, senior high school, last year. Talk about the emotions that the teachers see, the black teachers see. It was just so terrible about me. Now, here we have black students at Washington High School in Georgia who had we had our own idea, we were just like in high school. I say our own idea, that our identity consisted of who we were. It consisted of our own mascot. It consisted of our own school's song, big song. Our own clothes. We had our teachers that, of what I actually really cared about. When we integrated in 1970, actually, 1970, when we integrated in 1970, it was such a loss of our culture, our cultural identity, along with those other symbols that helped us to fortify who we were. We lost our things, we lost our masks, we lost our clothes, we lost our teachers in that. Here we are in high school. Most of the teachers were devoted to those high school teachers, black high school teachers, they were devoted to the middle school or to the elementary school. We lost our friends in the community to the middle school. We kept one, but the school really kept having to get this year. We were Washington, my name was the community Washington. Early County. Became conservative bears, we became Bobcats. we had to learn their theme song. And you see, even now, I think of this bear song because it was not ours. Just a number of things have changed drastically for us. And one of the worst experiences I went to a high school campus with his wife. And I told her, I didn't ask for permission for that, but I knew it was important for her financial assistance. I knew I was going to college because I knew who my parents were. Even our hardworking folks who knew that would be my sisters and brothers, education, higher education, would be the way out. So my sisters had already received. One of my sisters graduated from college, and the other two got my education. So I knew I was going to college. When I went to her and asked for her help, it helped me find financial aid to go to college. You know that lady? I don't know if she even pulled my records or anything. But she told me, she said, This was good. She said, it's too late to apply to school. And that shocked me. She said, you probably won't get it. You might be able to get a loan. But this is what shocked me. She said, and of course, I'm not going to. But she said, why don't you apply to go to a vocational school because you probably won't have a good time. And so I thanked her for the guidance. And I got permission to walk across the street to see She has it. We can help to get the scholarship in the student of choice. But the role, you know, that you will be asking this woman to tell me we need nothing to happen. But something that I'm feeling, I should be asking. She put my place. Thank you.
Girl, they come in and it did not encourage this.
what was the big one?
And it was there for my year. Basically, she prayed to do. She didn't close the rest of the financial market, but
TV.
That's right.
You know, Sunday you go to church. Sunday evening, you're not in church. You might go to a ball game. You might go to a ball game. Or you get a break. You know, and that's it. Those people who chose to stay away, they don't come back. That's the life that they chose to be. And that happens. Most of the children, she was the son, who is the oldest, And they're some families, you know, young families. They're few, but they're there, and raising their children. And you'll have to use the funds to do that. I mean, if Jacob had to offer, I would go to the post to my parents, although it's not for them, but the lifestyle. The degrees that the president has chosen, you know, has to be screened. You couldn't do that. What am I
saying?
If anything wants that I think we want to use cash and you could say
of course.
Yes.
In that area right there.
And that's what Miss Thelma, she's very articulate. I like her. She was the one thing she talked about is she taught me. She taught me everywhere. And she's a good one for the family that we would have singing and the deep bangs.
Oh. And Jacob, yeah.
that was Beverly. The only other person I've talked with is J.W. Miller, because I've been with the TV and trying to be completely different, you know, that I had some kind of connection to the franchise. I'm not with my family. I mean, have not, because I'm, you know, as children, as a child, and then they've got my days and that I've done.
Right, that's right.
You know something? Thank you. feeling very bad. Very bad. Those vibes. I'm so sorry.